Hey, it's Delilah. Thank you for stopping by. I have put together some of my favorite radio moments here to share with you on our daily podcast. Delilah. It's wedding season. Let me see a show of hands. Left hands, show off the bling. How many ladies are planning their weddings in the next few weeks? I have had a lot of weddings at my farm, probably half a dozen, I don't know, over the years, because I've got a big farm and lots of flowers, and I get so excited planning for the wedding and helping the girls and helping the grooms. But sadly, most of them have not lasted. I mean, my flowers have lasted longer. The petunias have lasted longer than some of the weddings, some of the marriages that have been held at the farm. So I think that in the future, if somebody asks if they can use my farm as a place to get married, I'm going to say, first, let me see a year of pre-marriage counseling with a certified counselor, and then we'll talk about it. Because it's so disheartening. I put up the tents, we string the lights, we have the music, we eat the food. And then a few months later, somebody calls me crying, Mama D. He left me. He cheated on me. And a heart is broken. Ceremonies are beautiful. Weddings are beautiful. But the marriage is what really matters. The relationship, the friendship, the honesty, the trust. Make sure those things are in place before you worry about who's sitting at what table. Before you worry about the table settings or your gown or his tuxedo, focus on, do you trust each other? Do you support each other? Are you there for each other? Are you transparent with each other? Are there factors from the past, infidelities or transgressions, addictions that are creeping into the present? These are the things I want you to focus on, okay? Hello, good evening. You've called The Delilah Show. Who is this?
Hi, good evening. My name is Shanae.
Hi, Shanae. Welcome. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm calling because I've recently got married, so I am a newlywed, and I am calling in regards to my husband. I wanted to let him know that I appreciate him and I love him.
When did you get married?
The 23rd of February.
Oh, you are a brand new bride.
Yes, I am.
Big wedding or small wedding? What did you have?
We eloped and we had something very intimate by the beach in Miami, and it was beautiful.
So tell me about your fiance or your husband. He was your fiance. Now you're an old married lady.
Yes, I am an old married lady, I can suggest. He's just a real caring, sweet, and pay attention to detail type of person. He loves me. I want to stay unconditionally and make sure I'm okay in every aspect. And I get those little sweet treats, the picks up from work, and I get dropped to work every day. And it's just really the sweetest thing and one of the greatest things I could ever ask for in a long time. I want to say it's a fairy tale ending and a dream come true.
Oh, honey, it's not a fairy tale ending. You two are just beginning. You are just beginning, and it might feel like, okay, all the dreams have come true. I married my Prince Charming. But now you are just beginning the walk of becoming one. And even though you have a very sweet voice and sound like a very sweet young lady, I can tell you also have a very strong personality.
I do.
You do, yeah. And that, God help him should he decide to ever take you on in an argument, because you could win in a court of law. Am I right? If you wanted to argue something?
Well, to be honest, I was a debater in high school.
Uh-huh.
And university.
Yeah. Yeah. And so your biggest challenge in this marriage is going to be learning how to blend your life
with his.
Okay.
Because in order for the two of you to become one, you still maintain your independence. You still maintain your personality. You still maintain all those things that make you uniquely you. But if you're truly going to experience true intimacy and that feeling of oneness, you're going to have to let down some walls. And that is the last thing in the world that you ever want to do.
Okay.
Am I right?
You hit the nail right on the spot, to be very honest with you.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy. It's so easy because, number one, I can tell you're beautiful and you have a beautiful heart. It's easy to brush some really hard things aside because you're young and you're beautiful and you're in love. But those hard things, like letting down the walls,
you're
going to have to do if you want the level of intimacy to happen that I know you want. It doesn't just fall from the sky. It happens with a lot of hard work.
I believe you.
And I suspect that you have become a master, a pro at building those walls because you had to.
That is fair enough. I have spent a quite decent time alone before I met my husband.
Mm-hmm. And those walls that protected you will now enslave you.
Okay. So we got to get rid of them.
Well, it's not going to happen overnight. And you're not just going to get rid of them. But if you're aware that this is contrary to the level of intimacy that you desire, it'll make it a lot easier.
Okay.
It won't happen in a day. But if you are willing to let him see all the way into your beautiful, beautiful heart, and you let those walls down so he can, you are going to be blown away at the joy you'll experience.
Okay.
Shared from a woman who's been divorced too many times, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening.
It's my pleasure. To be honest, he was the one who introduced me, and I've fallen in love with the channel ever since.
Tell him Delilah said thank you.
I'll be sure to tell him.
Hey, I'm here to tell you about Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. This season, enjoy soul-stirring movies like Southern Gospel and uplifting series like The Chosen and Jesus Calling. If you're in the mood for something lighter, there are feel-good movies like Heart of a Champion and Country Hearts, or catch up on the beloved series Heartland. There's a curated collection that's perfect for the whole family. It's commercial-free. Stream anywhere. Get a free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com for your free trial.
Are you ready to share some joy and celebrate International Women's Day? M&M's has partnered with iHeart for Women Take the Mic, treating you to the most uplifting and empowering stories of women supporting and celebrating each other. And of course, there is a smooth and creamy companion for your listening pleasure, peanut butter M&M's, because they're just another way to help treat yourself in situations where you deserve a little added delight, like listening to your favorite podcast. So grab a handful of that creamy deliciousness, kick back, and spread some positivity into the world. From smashing glass ceilings to breaking records in sports, on stages, and at the box office, women are crushing it in every way imaginable. And with peanut butter M&Ms by your side, relax and keep listening to Women Take the Mic podcasts as you dance your way through inspiring stories, share laughs, and savor the deliciousness of peanut butter M&Ms and the unstoppable force of women. Happy International Women's Day.
Childhood is filled with lots of big feelings. So is parenthood. Sometimes families can use help navigating those big feelings, the ones that lead to tantrums, worries, sleep challenges, and more. Bright Life Kids can help. Through our partnership with CalHOPE, all California families with kids ages 0 to 12 now get free behavioral health coaching online via live video sessions, secure chat, and more. Get all the tools for all the feels. Sign up for your free account at brightlife.kids.
What can I do for you?
Well, I have the secret to a long and happy marriage.
Really?
Yes, I do.
How long have you been married?
Well, we've been married 26 and a half years.
And they've been happy years, good years?
You betcha. You betcha.
All right, what is your secret?
The secret to a long and happy marriage we discovered was being married. We had a garden wedding, and it rained. And we were told that if you can make it through a rainy wedding day, you can make it through anything. And that's the truth.
So it really has absolutely nothing to do with the rain and everything to do with your flexibility and your willingness to adapt.
Yes, yes. And marriage is not 50-50. It's 150-150. And talking and sharing and compromise here, compromise there, and talking everything out.
And does it help to marry somebody that you're compatible with and that you love more than life and that you're stupid in love with and continue to be?
Oh, sure. Of course.
Well, I'm glad that you had a beautiful wedding despite the rain and a beautiful life despite the storms of life that hit.
Thank you.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Welcome. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could play a song for my husband. We're celebrating our 20-year anniversary.
Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary. Anybody who makes it more than 10 years gets that little ditty.
Well, thank you.
Just for them.
It's been a long 20 years.
Good for you. If you had to do it all over again, if you knew then what you know today, would you still walk down the aisle to his arms?
I would, definitely.
And you'd still say I do, even though he's got those little annoying habits that drive you nuts.
Yeah, that goes with the territory. I'll take it.
Okay, what's the most annoying thing that you do that drives him up a wall?
Probably my impatience. I do not have patience. That is one thing that he really gets upset. He's very country and laid back, and I'm from the city. And
you want to snap to it? Let's go now. Not wait. How come you're not ready?
That's exactly right.
Why won't
right.
this light change fast enough?
Yes, I think that is our biggest problem right there.
And have you learned patience over the years?
I have. I really have. I have two teenagers, so that has helped me a lot. You learn that as you get older, too.
Yeah, you do. So, well, some people do. Some of us still haven't quite learned it.
You know, we've had our share of rough times and hardships and all of that. And even after all of that, I know I'm still blessed with him. I am truly so blessed. And I'll take the hardships any day as long as I've got him. Any day.
I so hope you have enjoyed these radio moments as much as I enjoy bringing them to you. I'll share more with you each weekday on Hey, It's Delilah. Delilah.
Ready to celebrate International Women's Day? M&M's and iHeart present Women Take the Mic, sharing empowering stories of women supporting and celebrating each other. And of course, there is a smooth and creamy companion for your listening pleasure, peanut butter M&M's. Because they're just another way to help treat yourself in situations where you deserve a little added delight, like listening to your favorite podcast. So savor the deliciousness of peanut butter M&M's and spread some positivity. From breaking glass ceilings to dominating in sports and entertainment, women truly are unstoppable.
Hey, I'm here to tell you about Up Faith and Family, the leading streaming service for uplifting entertainment. This season, enjoy soul-stirring movies like Southern Gospel and uplifting series like The Chosen and Jesus Calling. If you're in the mood for something lighter, there are feel-good movies like Heart of a Champion and Country Hearts, or catch up on the beloved series Heartland. There's a curated collection that's perfect for the whole family. It's commercial-free. Stream anywhere. Get a free trial today. Go to upfaithandfamily.com for your free trial.
Am I doing the right thing with my finances? Am I saving enough? Can I buy a house? Am I paying too much in taxes? Will I be able to retire? Putting a financial plan together feels impossible. What if I told you there was another way? Take Facet's free financial wellness quiz to get your score and a snapshot of your current financial health. Visit Facet.com now and discover your financial wellness score today. That's F-A-C-E-T.com.
This ad is sponsored by Facet. Facet Wealth Incorporated is an SEC registered investment advisor. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities, nor is it investment, legal, or tax advice.